All right, Cy, as we start the ninth inning, and Caleb Curry leads it off with a sharp single to left field off of Brian Schlungen. Fans still buzzing with that play over at short, and Caleb Curry's a deke of Matt Quaid. Watkins winning this afternoon, 2-0 over Stark. So the Watkins Clippers move on in the tournament. They will play Morris next Sunday. Brian Schlungen on the mound. He's in relief of Ethan Vogt, who started today for Lake Henry. 1-0, no strikes, the count to Taylor Holthaus. Schlungen's pitch. Holthaus pops this one up foul and out of play. And the count at 1-0 and a strike. One won the count. Schlungen looks to first and comes home. And Holthaus holds up on a swing and the count 1-1. Now make it 2-1.
I thought that was a very swing that was going to be appealed, and they did, but he did not go around with it. Looked kind of close from here, didn't it?
It did. 2-1 the count. Here's Schlungen's pitch. High and 3-1 now to Taylor Holthaus.
They should come and ask us in the check swings up here. We got a real good vantage point for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, absolutely. Right here in the press box. Absolutely. We can see if they cross the plate or not. 3-1. Here's the pitch by Brian Schlungen. That's 4, and Taylor Holthaus has walked 4 times today.
Taylor just kind of flipped the bat in a little bit of disgust, but...
Riley Boyd heading to the plate. Riley is 3-for-4. And, you know, Avon's leading 2-1, but this is almost a perfect sacrifice situation here in the ninth.
I agree with you 100% here, Randy.
He's your cleanup hitter.
Make no difference, I don't think. Does it do?
No, no. I mean, if you can get a couple more runs in.
2-0 is not a safe lead.
Riley takes inside. Well, I guess he won't have to bunt. Is that... Nobody just advanced. About gets by Shane Campson, and they did not advance, though.
No, they
though.
Did not.
Wow.
I thought he got hit.
1-0 the count.
They said Watkins pitcher Matt Geislinger had 19 strikeouts today.
Wow. Great game versus Stark. Caleb Curry leads from second. Holthaus at first. The pitch 2. Riley Boyd is low for a ball, and now 2-0, and you got to throw strikes to these hitters.
What do you think that's laying behind the mound there, behind Brian Schlungen, that little black thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a little...
Not a rosin bag.
There's a strike right down the middle, and 2-1. Maybe a brush for the cleats?
That might be. The field's drying off nice.
2-1 the count. Schlungen comes home. Boyd slaps it into right field. Another hit. That'll score Curry as the throw comes in from Yeager. Over to third goes Taylor Holthaus, and it's 3-1 Avon as they have put together a couple hits and a walk here in the ninth.
Still nobody out. Keith Leeser will go to the mound here and check with his pitcher Brian Schlungen.
A couple hitters with big days. Riley Voigt with 4 hits. Taylor Holthaus with 4 walks. I mean, that's 8 base runners right there, Don.
It is, yeah.
At the top of the order.
Taylor Holthaus is going, he said, what did I do? I'm just batting third here today. You don't need to walk me every time.
So
he's a dangerous hitter, though.
He is. So we have first and third. Holthaus talking to his infielders, Leeser talking to his infielders. What he wants him to do. He's going to play him in on the grass here.
Well, you got to cut this runoff. You got to save this lead. You know, 3-0, it's still very feasible to go after that.
So with that being said, does Riley Boyd go? He's at first and third here.
I think so.
Here's the pitch, and Voigt goes with a delayed steal. Campson can't come up with the ball, and on to second. That ball was in the dirt from Brian Schlungen.
So now if you're Lake Henry... Well, nobody out. You don't put him on.
Josh Becker at the plate. Josh, 4 today. 3 consecutive strikeouts, and he popped up to the second baseman. Pitch is a strike called, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike.
This is a huge hitter right here for Lake Henry to get him. They need to get this guy.
1-1 the count. Holthaus takes a lead at third. Here's a little squibber that goes foul by the first base dugout. And the count 1-2 now to Josh Becker. Brian Schlungen started the eighth inning in relief of Ethan Vogt today. The pitch, a check swing, ground ball to Grant Ludwig. He knocks it down, goes to first, and Holthaus holds over at third. So they do get an infield out here on a check swing by Josh Becker, 5-3 in the putout.
Big out.
Infield still going to stay in because runners at second and third, and here's Cody Stick. Cody 0-4 today.
Can't see if there's anybody warming up for Lake Henry or not.
And Stick will follow up backing out of play in the count at 0-1.
No activity.
No balls, one strike, and every run Avon gets now, Don, I mean, it gives Matt Pickleman maybe the opportunity to stay in the game, doesn't it?
It's all insurance runs here now.
Stick going to put the bunt down, and Taylor Holthaus never saw the squeeze. And Brian Schlungen throws to first. 1-3 on the putout of Cody Stick. And Taylor Holthaus put his hands up in the air. It's like, I didn't see it. So it looked like somebody missed it.
Oh, wow. I thought he was calling time at first. Oh, that's huge. I think he scores on that, doesn't he?
He does score on that, absolutely. Here's Carter Phillippe taking a strike in 0-1.
So we're seeing some miscues here.
Well, it's one strike to Phillippe. Carter so far today, 1-for-3. Here's a shot to third. Ludwig fields it cleanly. And across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. For the Lakers of Avon in the ninth, one run on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We played 8.5. It's Avon 3, Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you back in Maple Lake. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Adam Yeager will lead off the bottom of the ninth for the Lake Henry Lakers. Ground ball to Riley Voigt at second. Riley throws to first in 4-3 in the putout of Adam Yeager. First pitch, one out.
Yes.
Matt Pickleman still on the hill for Avon. Here comes Shane Campson to the plate.
Pickleman throwing a great game here for Avon Lakers. These hitters a little off stride, scattered nine hits.
Or actually 11.
11 hits.
11 hits.
Sorry.
Yep.
Looking at the wrong line here. They're out hitting Avon.
First pitch to Shane, a ball. There's ball two now. 2-0 to Shane Campson. Here's the pitch from Matt Pickleman. That's low and inside, and 3-0 to the leadoff hitter. Three balls, no strikes. And ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Shane Campson will bring Josh Campson to the plate. And you get the tying run at the plate again with that walk.
I don't think Shane thought that was ball four either, but he took it.
And Carter Holthaus going to go out and have a word with his right-hander, Caleb Curry, also coming in to talk to Matt Pickleman on the mound. And one out for the Lake Henry Lakers here in the ninth.
The wind has switched a little bit. More from right to left field now, isn't it?
Blowing pretty hard, too.
Yes, it is.
3-1, Avon with the lead over Lake Henry, and Josh Campson takes low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. The lead at first by Shane Campson, and the pitch low to Josh Campson, and the count now 2-1. Matt Quaid on deck for Lake Henry. Campson doesn't have a very big lead at first at all, and Josh Campson, ooh, he had a big swing on that 2-1 pitch, and followed it back and out of play, and the count 2-2 now.
Got the makings of a exciting finish here, don't we?
It really does. Two to the count. The kick, the pitch, and that's low and in the dirt. Nice stop by Carter Holthaus, and we've got a full count at 3-2.
You watch Carter Holthaus a little bit like Shane Campson back there. They just kind of smothered like a bunch of goalies back there. Just throw their body on top of it.
3-2 the count. Pickleman toes that rubber and delivers, and Campson drills it right at the lefter, making the catch out there is Cody Stick. You know, if that's hit to the right or left to Cody, that's in the gaps.
Absolutely, Randy. He hit that right on the screws, that one. He didn't have to move.
He
went down into the crouch position to catch that. If he had stepped one step further, he could have stood up, but he went right down like a fastball coming from the pitcher's mound.
That will bring Matt Quaid to the plate. And Quaid goes back to the dugout. I don't know if he needs to get a different helmet or what. Maybe grab the wrong helmet the way it looks. And now back into the box with two outs. Runner at first. Quaid so far today is 2-for-3. Has been hit by a pitch, and facing Pickleman now with the season on the line. The first pitch to Matt Quaid right there on the fist, strike one.
User in your channel timed out.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs, too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
So Matt Quaid ends up flying out to center field, and the Lake Henry Lakers come up a little short here today as they lose by a score of 3-1. Don Heinen, you got some line scores for me?
I do. I just got them done here for you, Randy. Lake Henry, or Avon Lakers, 3 runs, 9 hits. They committed no errors. They left 13 on base. For Lake Henry Lakers, 1 run, 11 hits, 3 errors. They stranded 11. So there was 24 runners stranded on base between the two teams today.
There was a lot of base runners. Yep. Yes, Matt Pickleman picks up the win. Ethan Vogt will take the loss. And Pickleman, I mean, he pitched out of some jams. The Lakers had a lot of base runners, and probably Lake Henry missed their biggest opportunity in the eighth inning to maybe go ahead in this ball game.
Yes, I think a couple little miscues here and there, and I know Avon, too, with that insurance run there in the top of the ninth would have been huge for them, too. A couple miscues by each team, and proved to be a little costly for Lake Henry, a few of them. So both teams with a lot of runners left on base. Could have went either way. Could have come down to a real exciting finish here at the end.
Avon moves on. They will take on Red Wing. That's next Sunday. Next Sunday.
Next Sunday at 11 o'clock.
And that's over
right
in Maple Lake.
Yep, right here. We will see that.
And Lake Henry ends their season today with the loss. So
yes, they do.
It's always good to get to the state tournament. Can't pass that opportunity up to these ball players.
No, you can't. You know, and they had a good season again, Lake Henry, and got to give them credit. They've got a good team going on over there, and congratulations to Lake Henry and making it to the state tournament again this year.
You bet. All right, we're going to regroup here. We've got some New Munich lineups as they take on Marble coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes. We'll be back. We're going to let Adam do some things back at the station. Our game today brought to you by the Rambo Incorporated, the Greenwald Pup, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implements, West Central Sanitation, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Albany Family Dentistry, Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, Attorneys in Law in Cold Spring and Avon, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill over in Painesville, and Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry. Your final score again here in our first game on KASM. It was Avon 3, Lake Henry 1. We will be back. Adam, you've got things to do at the station, so we'll return here in, like I said, about 25 minutes. For Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. It's all yours, Adam.